Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, was sagt es in der Darim, Perik Tes, Mishnah Zayin. In the next two Mishnahs, we're going to see examples of Rabbi Akiva's klal, that a neder shehuter miktsasai huter kuloi. If you're matter part of the neder, the whole neder becomes mutter. Ketzad. Another illustration of this. Can you illustrate it for me? Sagt der Mishnah, yes. Omar, suppose a person says to a group of people, Koinim she'eini nehene lekulchem. Koinim that I will not have any hanah from any of you. Could be one person said something over here and they all laughed and he was angry at all of them. Whatever the case is, this is what he said. He said to a group of people, Koinim she'eini nehene lekulchem. But it's all one neder. And then, huter echod mehen. In regard to one, they were matter the neder. Maybe the Chacham said, you know that one of them is your second cousin? Oh no, my grandmother, my great-grandmother's going to hear about this, that's terrible. Whatever the case was, they found a Pesach for one of them. Sagt der Mishnah hutru kulan, then the whole neder is batal, even for the other people also. But this is because he said it in the form of one neder. Koinim she'eini nehene lekulchem. Memel, if one becomes bottle, it all becomes bottle, like the Batanura explained. Because when someone makes one statement, his das is on the entire neder as one unit. Once you take out one part, he never meant to make such a neder without this part. But if he says, Koinim she'eini nehene lezeh ulezeh. Now pay attention to what he said over here. Reuven Shimon Levi Yehuda standing over here. He says, Koinim, I will not have any enough from Reuven. And Shimon is like Reuven. And Levi is like Shimon. That's how the Batanura explains this. So he set it up like dominoes. Zok the Mishnah. If Huter Harishon, let's say it turns out we're Matir the first one. Did you know Reuven is your second cousin? No, if I knew that, I would have never made the nether. So Huter Kulon, they all become Mutter. Because the way he made the nether, he said, Koinim about Reuven, and then Shimon is like Reuven, and Levi is like Shimon, and Yehuda is like Levi, but everything is built on Reuven. That's how he said it. He said, Koinim she'einin hena lezeh, starting out with Reuven, and then he said, lezeh ke lezeh, lezeh ke lezeh. Each one was built on the one before it. So if you pull out the bottom block, so to speak, everything falls apart. And Memela, if Huter Harishain, if we're Matir, Ruvain, Huter Kulan, they all become Mutter. But let's say Huter Ha'achrain. If we come to him and we say to him, you know Yehuda? He's your second cousin. Let's say it's just a mashal of a Pesach. So then Ha'achrain, Mutter. Yehuda becomes Mutter, but Vekulan Asurin. Because the other ones aren't based on Yehuda. Huter Hu'emtsoi. Let's say the middle one became Mutter. Let's say we say to him, you know, Levi is your second cousin. I didn't know that. Oh. So what's going to happen is, Heimeno ulamata, Levi and whoever is after Levi like Yehuda mutter. Because he said Yehuda's like Levi. But Heimeno ulamaila, whoever was on top of Levi, in other words, Reuven and Shimon, Aser, that would be Aser. Because they're not Tali and Levi. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Suppose he says, She'eini nehene lezeh karbin v'lezeh karbin. The hanah I receive from this person is like a karbin to me. And the hanah I receive from this person is like a karbin. In this case, tzrichin pesach l'chol echad ve'echad. We need a separate pesach for each and every one of them. By using the term karbin, it's a simon he considers every person separate. So it's a separate neder. So if you're matter one, you're not matter the other. In the Sechta Shavuos, Perik Hei Mishnah Gemel, which I'm sure you remember because we learned it already. If not, then listen anyway. There is a machloikis there between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. The Mishnah over there is discussing the inyan of Shavuos HaPekadon. I knock on my friend Reuven's door and I say, excuse me, I gave you my bike, you should watch, can I please have it back? And Reuven says to me, bike? What bike? You never gave me your bike. And he swears, and it's a lie, because I did give him my bike. Now he's Moida, so he has to pay for the bike, plus a chaimish. another fifth, and he has to bring in the Sham Gezeles. Let's say five people knocked on his door and said, can we please have back our pekodin, our deposit, whatever it is? The bike was just a mashal. These five people are standing here together. Imagine you open up the door, there are five people. Can we please have back pekodin oseinu, our pekodin? And he says to them, what? Shvua she'ein lechem pekodin biyadi. You don't have a pekodin in my hand. He makes one shvua for all of them. Then it turns out it was a lie. He brings only one carbon, because the mice, he made only one shvua. But if he broke it up, if he said, what? Shvua, I don't have your pekodin, and not yours, and not yours. So what's the halacha then? He only said the word shvua once, but he broke it up. He said, shvua she'ein lecha pekodin biyadi. I don't have your pekodin, and not you, and not you. So here there's a machloikis between Rab Shimon and the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, this is considered a separate shvua for each one. He would have to bring five karbonis. According to Rab Shimon, it's all considered like one shvua. He still doesn't have to bring separate karbonis, unless he used the lashon of shvua for each one separately. Unless he said shvua she'ein lecha biyadi and shvua she'ein lecha biyadi. So in our Mishnah, what did he say? He said the lashon of karbon for each one. He said she'eni nehen lezeh karbon, ulezeh karbon. We're saying each one is a separate neder. This would come out according to the sheet of Reb Shimon explains about Tanura. The only time it's a separate neder is if he mentions the word shvua or karbon for each one separately. But according to the Chachamim, even if he didn't use the word karbon for each one separately, even if he would say kainim she'eni nehen lezeh v'lezeh v'lezeh, without mentioning the word kainim or karbon for each one separately, the Chacham hold it's still considered a separate neder, just because he said, and you, and you, and you, that alone is enough. And therefore, according to the Chachamim, even without saying lezeh karbon, or lezeh karbon, just by saying zeh and zeh, he would also need a Pesach for each one separately. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah, someone says, kainim she'eni nehena lekulchem. So clearly here you made only one neder. And if we're matir one of the people, they all become mutter. But that's because he clearly made one neder. He said, kainim she'eni nehena lekulchem. But if he approaches Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, let's say, and he says, she'ein in hena lezeh v'lezeh, and the way we explained it from the Gemara, as the Batanura explains it, what he said was, first asks Reuven, then he says, Shimon should be like Reuven, Levi should be like Shimon, and so on. And then we're matir Reuven, they all become mutter. If we're matir someone in the middle, let's say we're matir Levi, so Levi and Yehuda become mutter. Because if Levi falls apart, meaning the neder to Levi, so and Yehuda was based on Levi, but the ones before that, Reuven and Shimon, they're still going to be aser. If he says she'ein in a hen lezeh karbon of lezeh karbon, using the term karbon for each, then he needs a pesach for each one separately. And as we explained, this is the shita of Reb Shimon. But according to the shita of the Chachamim, just by saying lezeh v'lezeh, even without the word karbon in between, they're also separate nedarim. And being matter one won't make everything unravel. You need a separate Pesach for each one. The only time everybody would agree. But if you're matter one, everyone becomes batal. As if he says one statement, he looks at the group and says, Kainim she'eini nehene lekulchem.